Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Friday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You with me, La La La, Let Me Explain. And it's Friday, so it is confession time. I've got a confession. I can't do this at all without wanting to start every podcast, which I did last week or the week before, with singing Usher's Confessions. Like, I am talking to you now and all that is going through my head is... Oh my God, is that how that song sounds? Did I just sound like a police car coming down the road? I don't know, but that was supposed to be Usher Confessions and it's still playing in my head. I can't even concentrate. But we're not allowed to use that music because Usher would probably sue me. Although that might be quite... Maybe I should do that just so I can get into a courtroom with Usher. Shall we stop playing it? And then I can get up against him and just be like, no, Usher, don't sue me. Although he probably wouldn't be in the courtroom, would he? It'd be some like music executive. Anyway, this is silly. I'm chatting shit. This is not what you're here for. Let's just do the confessions. So... I need to put on my robes, get into my confession box. Somebody did actually tell me, because I'm always like, oh, what am I supposed to say? Because I never paid attention in RE classes. Somebody did actually message me and I'm supposed to say something like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm going to put you in the bin. I don't know. It's that part. I just made it up. But it's... I'll do better next time. I've got a lot on my mind. I've got a lot of work to do. I'm very rubbish at preparing and planning. So your first confession to Father Lala says, I'm in a relationship, we have children, but I got drunk and went down on my best friend's sister. Wow. Firstly, my first instinct is to be like, woohoo, that sounds fun. Getting drunk, go down on your best friend's sister, everyone's had a good time, your best friend's sister's probably very happy, your husband doesn't know anything. Don't know what your best friend thinks. Not really her business, is it? Although I feel like she might feel, I don't know, if I found out that my best friend went down on my sister, why did I even just think about that? That's the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. Yeah, I would not be happy, actually. Although maybe, why wouldn't I be happy? Because I'm imagining it. And that's on me for now visually my best friend going down on my sister. No. But if you don't imagine it, if you just ignore the actual visuals in your head, then who are you to stop your best friend going down on anyone, especially your relatives? You know what I mean? Everybody should be happy. Keep it in the family. But I am ignoring the fact that sometimes I am a bit biased, as you all know. And I am ignoring the fact. So if this was a man and this man was like, I have children, I'm in a relationship and I went down on my best friend's sister, I'd be like, you fucking cunt. Get out of this confession box now, you little bastard. But because it's a woman, I'm like, yeah, just lick everyone's fanny. But actually, that's not okay. That is not okay. I should treat the two things exactly the same. And if I'm going to do that, what I would say is cheating is cheating. And maybe your husband might be more okay with it because you're going down on a woman. But I don't know. I still think cheating is cheating, isn't it? So maybe you do have something to confess here. And maybe just don't do it again. Don't get drunk or don't go around the best friend. I don't know. But yeah, I think actually maybe talk about it. Talk about it to the husband. And if you can absolve any issues with him, then I can absolve you of your sins. You know what I mean? But otherwise, yeah, bit contradictory my answer on this one, but that's me really, isn't it? All right, the next one says, I regret becoming a mum. And you know what? I think this is a really good confession, and I'm really, really glad that you have confessed that. And I want to say that it is really important that more women talk about this. I think it's something that is very shameful to speak about and very difficult to speak about, because as soon as you say, I regret being a mum, people interpret that as I hate my children, or I'm a terrible mum, or fuck those little kids, I wish they'd never been born, which actually is not the truth. You can regret being a mum while still being a really good mum. You can regret being a mum while in loving your children to the point that you would die for them over and over again. You can regret being a mum while still offering so much love and care and everything that you need to do as a mum while still regretting it. I felt it a few times, that feeling of regret. I'm a single parent. And over the last, I'm actually not in a place at all where I regret becoming a mum. I'm really proud and happy that I'm a mum at this point. But there have been many times in the last 13 years where I have laid in bed and cried and thought, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Why am I doing this on my own? Nothing could be worse. And then there is this feeling of, well, this is just relentless and it's never going to end. I often, you know, those feelings might come at the end of the 6 weeks holidays or whatever, when you've had no support and you're juggling work and you're like, how can this end? It can only end with one of us dying, you know? And it can feel so fucking desperate and lonely and never ending and awful. I fucking totally understand it. The thing is, it doesn't always feel like that, and things can get better, and they kind of have to get better, because it is one of those things where there's nothing you can do about it. You know, nobody's going to take your children away unless you treat them really badly. And that's obviously not going to be the solution. You are a mum. And I think one of the torturous things is that thing of laying there thinking, I wish I'd done it differently, trying to rewind your life, trying to make better decisions. You can't do that. None of that is going to happen. You can't rewind it. You are a mum, and you have to work on making it not feel like a regrettable decision. And I think the best way to do that is to speak to people, get support, get therapy, get a good support network around you if you can, because we need breaks. Respite is really important. I hope you are getting some free time, and use that free time for you. Don't use that free time to clean the house. Use that free time to go and get a massage or do something that is just for you. But really, please talk to people about it, the right people. And get yourself a support network, and know that you are not alone. And Google it. Google, I regret being a mum. There's loads of, I think there's, I'm not sure if it's Reddit. I know that there's a really good forum for people who regret becoming parents. And it's just a really nice place for people to open up about this feeling, which is huge. So thank you for confessing this one. You're not sinning by regretting being a mum at all. Just get some support and get some help. I hate my misogynistic, sexist boss, and so I take great pleasure in wanking on work time. If I wanked on work time, they would be so angry with me, because I am just in a little studio right now and they're all looking at me through a fucking window. So thank God none of them are misogynistic or sexist, because that would just be so mental for me to have to wank on work time. But I fully support this. What better revenge can you get on your misogynistic sexist boss than masturbating during meetings? Obviously with your camera off. Don't actually do it. Not physical meeting. I'm talking about like working from home meetings. And obviously don't do it in front of your boss. I mean, I don't know where you work. In some places that would be perfectly acceptable. But yeah, I think this is absolutely great. I also think maybe you should start to try and find another job, because if you hate this boss so much, then it's only going to make you miserable. And I know that that is easier said than done in this current cost of living crisis. But maybe while wanking, you could also spend some of your time looking for a new job, because we don't want to work for these horrible, well, I was going to say wanker, but you're the only wanker around here, aren't you? So yeah, well, maybe you're quite a good match for each other. Who knows? But anyway, I don't think you've got anything to confess. I think you're doing a great, great job there.
Hey, Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. I went to Spain on a solo trip and met this Spanish guy, and we've not stopped talking since, and he's coming to visit in 2 weeks, but I can't tell my family because they will freak out, but I am loving it. Right. Well, firstly, this is exciting. This is great. This is like how we should live our lives. Love the fact that you went on a solo trip to Spain. Love the fact that you were out there talking to people, meeting people, doing your thing. All absolutely great. And I love the fact that you've continued this holiday romance and that he's coming to visit you. All very exciting. But the reason you can't tell your family is because they love you and they want to protect you. And that is the reason why they would freak out. If my son said to me, obviously he's 12, so that would be fucked. But in a few years' time, if he said to me, I've met this woman 2 weeks ago, she's coming to stay for a couple of weeks, I'd be like, oh, hide all the gold. Not that we've got any gold, but you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, who is this? What's going on? No. Because I love him. And when you love someone and you care for them, you've always got your sensible head on. And your sensible head is always going to be telling you, oh, you need to kind of know people a bit more before you like fly around the world for them and with them and whatever. So I think that their level of caution that you fear that they're going to express is probably right. But also, that shouldn't stop you from living your best life. We've got one short life to live and you are taking it by its balls and having fun. But I think you should tell people, because I think if you haven't told people, you could be in a bit of a vulnerable position. So don't let this be a thing where nobody knows this random Spanish man is coming to your house. People need to know, because you need to know for safety. You need to know anything can happen, right? So people need to know that you are not alone at home for those 2 weeks or whatever that he's coming, that he is coming, that he's going to be there, and You need to think about safety above all else. But yeah, enjoy it and don't tell your family until you need to, which will probably be never, because this will just be a holiday romance that fades out. Or am I being a horrible bitch? Maybe it won't be. Maybe you'll fall in love and be having sangria and chorizo for the rest of your lives. I don't know. Hopefully. I'm not wishing the worst on you. I'm wishing the best for you, but I also agree that your family are probably quite right to freak out about it. But there we go. Enjoy him. And it is now time for me to decipher whether something is a red flag or not. The first one says, is it a red flag if he masturbates openly whilst you're getting dressed? It is a red flag because you're asking me that question. If you two had some mutual understanding that you loved watching men wanking, or you loved to be masturbated over while you were getting dressed, and you both discussed this and you were both happy with this, then it is not a red flag. It is a red flag because you're clearly standing there getting dressed and thinking, what the fuck is he doing? He's masturbating. Is this dodgy? Should I be scared? You're clearly not that comfortable with it because you are interpreting it as a potential red flag. It's not for me to tell you whether that's a red flag or not. You clearly know it is. I think you're uncomfortable with it. And the fact that he is just laying there, you're just getting dressed and he's just laying there having a fucking bashing one out on the bed or whatever. I would find that off-putting. No matter how much I love you and fancy you, I'd be like, bro, like, calm down, or at least warn me if you're about to whip the willy out and have a sesh. So yeah, I think it's a red flag because he's not checking with you whether you consent to this. He's not checking whether this turns you on, and it's making you feel weird. And obviously you are in a type of situation where you can't turn around and say to him, what are you doing? Don't masturbate openly while I'm dressing. So I think this just feels like red flaggy all round. But speak to him. Maybe say, bro, the wanking, it's not okay. I don't like it. And if he totally takes it on board, never does it again, then maybe we can reduce it to a pink flag to take note of rather than a red flag to run from. Is it a red flag if in 3 years he's only been to your house 5 times and I've lost count of the times going to his? He always says he's too busy, tired, or his cat needs feeding. And when he comes to mine, he doesn't interact with my child much. He doesn't make much of an effort, doesn't buy Christmas presents, refuses to come for birthdays. Yeah, this is just such a big, huge red flag that this man is not giving you everything that you need, want, and deserve. I'm assuming if this has been going on for 3 years, you're bringing him around to your house regularly, around your child, that this is your boyfriend. But it's what the fuck is going on here? He's not interacting with your child much, doesn't make any effort, doesn't buy you any presents, refuses to come out for your birthday. Sounds to me like he's either in a relationship with someone else. Obviously, you're going to his house, which would cut out that immediate red flag of, oh, he lives with someone else. But they can still hide these things. You know, when they have partners who travel a lot for work, she's an air hostess, she's not there 3 nights a week or whatever. And that's when you're going around there. They can still really easily do those things. But he's just not putting in any effort. He's not treating you like he values this relationship or you, or that he wants to be a part of your life or get involved with things that show you that he is part of your life, like going out for birthdays and interacting with your child, not buying you Christmas. I think he's giving you a very loud message here. I feel like this is a man who's coming around just for comfort and convenience and sex, maybe. But he's just very like blasé about the rest of it. Just like, I'm here, but that's it. I'm here in presence, but not giving anything to an actual building a relationship with you. I just think it sounds like a big red flag for complete and utter disinterest. But also I am picking up signals here that there may be other women involved. I just feel like that might be somewhere in the background. I don't know why. Anyone else feel like that from what she said here? I don't know, maybe that's just me. But yeah, I think you need to get out of this one. What is the point in it for you? Where is it going? Sounds very dull, very dead, very over. Is it a red flag if he lets his sister wear his clothes and slap his ass on occasion? Yeah. Is it like, put on my clothes and let me slap your ass? Is it happening at the same time? Is it some dress-up thing? I don't know. Or is she just wearing his clothes because they're similar size? Because I wear my son's clothes. We're now a similar size. I'm very short. He's got some nice tracksuits. I put on his tracksuits. That's fine. And then if somebody dated him in a few years' time and then wrote in like, sometimes my boyfriend and his mum wear the same, share clothes, would that be a red flag? No. Because I just like wearing his clothes. So maybe the clothes thing, we can just be like, no, that's very resourceful. Share your clothes, guys. But the slapping his ass, I do feel is a bit taking it a bit far with your brother. I don't know. I haven't got a brother, so I don't know whether ass slapping is a normal thing to do with your siblings, but I have never slapped my sister's bum. I don't really slap people's bums. Maybe that's me. I do think it's taking it a bit far, but maybe they're just close and maybe they're just an ass-slapping family. Is this just the two things that have made you feel like this is red flaggy? Because if it's just those two things, maybe you come from a family like mine where we don't touch each other's bums, or, well, I share clothes with my son. Wow, and I did with my sister too. The clothes thing, I think let's forget that one because families share clothes. The ass-slapping, I think it's just a bit weird, isn't it? It's just a bit weird. But is it a red flag that they're like in some incestuous sexual relationship? I don't think so. I actually don't. I just think they come from a family where maybe they're just a bit different to you and I, but that's okay. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a red flag. Although I don't know, just the more that I read this one, the more I'm like, oh my God, run. Let's see sister wear his clothes and slap his ass on occasion. Run. But also maybe don't run. Maybe I'm just being dramatic and overreacting. I don't know. I often do that. Who knows? I'll have to put it out to my audience. Jump in my DMs. Is this last one a red flag? Because I actually do not know. So there we go. I'm off to work on getting Usher into a courtroom. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend and you can join me on Monday for another Hot Topic episode.
La la la, let me explain.
This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.